Well, hello everybody and welcome to the next PSC podcast. Today I'm joined by Hessam Marzougi, who's a Senior Manager of Power Systems in our APAC Power Networks team. Welcome, Hessam.
Hey Tina, thanks for having me today.
Well, it's very exciting to have you today, let's be honest, because we've noticed that you've recently published a paper with some collaborators, mind you, in the IEEE Access Journal. I wonder if you might just introduce for our listeners, what's that all about?
No, thanks for the opportunity, Tina. It's a very exciting paper that I worked with a couple of colleagues around the world. The paper is focused on issues and challenges of grid-following inverters and converters that are mainly used in renewable energy technologies, and what is their impact on the system, especially the power system's inertia. So we have done a very comprehensive review there. We went through almost 250 papers published in the past 20 years. Converters and inverters, Tina, are not something new in power systems. We've had them since 70s and 80s. But to be fair and to be honest, power systems started to catch up with power electronic devices since early 2000 with the introduction of renewable energy resources, wind, solars, and batteries. Most of those early stage and emerging renewables, they used grid-following inverters, which are basically current source for power system. They have been great, but they initially were designed based on one simple fact. The network is strong, the voltages are stable, and the frequency doesn't change when those grid-following converters get connected to the network. However, with the integration and higher integration of such resources into the power systems, more issues around inertia and system stability raised up by those resources. In this paper, we got the chance to go through all of the papers and publications to do a comprehensive review on how grid-following inverters can adversely impact system stability and inertia, and what are the possible solutions that can be used to overcome the challenges.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. That sounds like an absolutely fascinating collection that you would have had to scour through to get these amazing results as well. So tell us, how does that impact the clients that PSC has?
No, thanks for that. Yeah, no, look, that's a very good question, Tina. One of the questions I always hear or receive from my clients and colleagues in this industry is that, Hessam, we are trying to connect our renewable energy resource to the grid, and we are quite unsure if we should use grid-following or grid-forming technology. Obviously, grid-forming technology is more advanced and more expensive, but it is not necessarily the best solution for every point and corner in the network. So I think that reviewing of this paper will enable our clients and people to better understand the limitations that the grid-following technology has, how it can be employed for their best, and what challenges and issues may come with it and how they can deal with it. So I think that it, in that sense, it can be very, very useful for most of the readers and the people in the industry and in the energy business.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today, Hessam, and all the best.
Bye for now. Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
A pleasure. Bye.